to the book of Luke, the 8th chapter. That's the book of Luke, the 8th chapter. You all know this story very well. Amen. But you might hear it from a little bit of a different perspective. Amen. On this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Luke, the 8th chapter. Drop down to verse number 43. Amen. Say amen when you have it.
Amen.
Luke 8:43.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And a woman who had suffered from a hemorrhage for 12 years and had spent all her money on physicians and could not be healed by anyone came up behind him and touched the fringe of his outer robe, and immediately her bleeding stopped. Jesus said, "Who touched me?" While they all were denying it, Peter and those who were with him said, "Master, the people are crowding and pushing against you." But Jesus said, "Someone did touch me, because I was aware that power had gone out of me." When the woman saw that she had not escaped notice, she came up trembling and fell down before him. She declared in the presence of all the people the reason why she had touched him and how she had been immediately healed. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace, untroubled, undisturbed well-being." Amen. Come on, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you now, God. We say thank you, God, for your presence in the service with us on this morning. We say thank you, God, for the move of your spirit. We say thank you, God, for the uplifting of bowed down heads. We say thank you, God, for changed hearts and minds in the name of Jesus. God, we declare and we decree right now that we will not leave out of this place the same way that we came in. We're going to leave out healed, delivered, and set free. We're going to leave out encouraged. We're going to leave out inspired. We're going to leave out free in Jesus. God, I pray now that you use my tongue to write upon the hearts of your people. As I decrease and you increase the more in me, God, write upon their hearts, God, what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto the churches on this morning. God, we give you glory, honor, and praise, and we count it done by faith in advance. Let the church say amen. Amen. We want to use for a thought on this morning as you go to your seats, moving forward. Moving forward. You may be seated. Understand that healing is a process, and humbling ourselves to God is our acknowledgement to Him that we realize that we cannot heal, we cannot be whole or move forward without the Lord.
Right.
Walking in healing, whether it's physical, spiritual, emotional, or psychological, is an act of faith.
Yes.
And faith is comprised of the things that we yet hope for before we can actually see it manifested according to Hebrews 11:1.
Yes, yes.
But often we think about the foundational scripture of the woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years according to Luke 8.
Yes.
She had tried everything that she knew to do to resolve her issue. She kept trying to do it her way,
right.
Dr. JB. She kept going to the wrong people,
that's
Sister Glenn. She kept throwing money at it.
Yeah.
Sister Howard, but nothing was working.
Yes.
And certainly anyone with an ongoing issue that causes you to lose strength and keeps you separated from human contact,
yes,
and keeps you in pain has to be also dealing with emotional anguish and frustration, Brother Deontay, along with the physical part of the issue. So the good news is that she mustered up enough strength and applied her faith because she heard that Jesus was passing through.
Yes.
And when she reached for Jesus, not only did he stop the hemorrhaging, her physical issue, but the Bible says that power went out from him. So that means that he also gave her power. The woman had come just looking for a healing, but Jesus did not just heal her, but because of her faith, he made her whole.
Yes.
So that she could move forward with her life after being hindered for 12 years by her issues.
Yes.
Y'all stay with me because I'm going somewhere. See, she got more than what she had bargained for because she stopped trying to fix her issue in her own way. And she decided to reach out and touch Jesus. Y'all know sometimes when we come in the house of God, we come in waiting on Jesus to touch us. But I said she reached out so that she could touch Jesus. She didn't just sit back in the crowd looking, but she decided to stop sitting around waiting to be touched and for her to do the touching. Y'all better come on here and go with me. See, if she had just received healing only, the residue of her former pain would have continued to impact her moving forward.
Yeah,
instead, Jesus made her whole, and he said he gave her peace.
Yeah.
That's what it means when you're made whole, which meant that she could move forward untroubled, unhindered, and undisturbed.
Right.
She would no longer be distracted, ostracized, or criticized by her pain and the issues that her pain caused her from her past.
Yeah,
instead,
yeah,
her faith in Jesus, yeah, made her whole, and it catapulted her into her destiny.
Yeah.
Glory to God. The crowd of the other people that were there to see Jesus didn't make a difference to her. Because y'all know sometimes people look around just to see who else is in the building. But she wasn't worried about the crowd. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus was able to hone in on what this woman specifically needed as she humbled herself enough to go low. In an unassuming way, not trying to draw attention to herself, but in seeking Christ in humility in order to gain her goal, she decided to touch Jesus.
Yes.
Glory to God. See, faith caused her to realize that Jesus was her answer.
Yes.
Everything else that she tried was costly, and it was also ineffective. See, you can touch a lot of people, and you can let a lot of people touch you, but I want you to know that if it's not the right touch, you're wasting your time and your money, because taking your issues to Jesus makes all of the difference. Glory to God. Don't let the enemy cause you to believe that there is no help for your particular problem and cause you to seek out costly and ineffective ways to resolve your issues. No matter how long they've been going on, don't let the enemy fool you. You've got to touch Jesus if you want to move forward. You've got to continue to resist the tricks of the enemy by maintaining your trust and your faith in God. See, humanity can give you everything that you need. They ain't got it. You're looking for people to help you, but they can't help you with everything that you need because they don't possess it. And Satan wants nothing more than to keep you stuck on what you lost, on who hurt you, and what shoulda, coulda, woulda, everything that you don't have, because he wants to cause you to continue to be unproductive as a Christian who is not operating as God intended for you to function. When I think of productivity, I think of the worker bee. Now, worker bees are female bees, but they're not capable of reproducing. They do all of the work in the hive, and they control most of what goes on inside the hive. Y'all stay with me. Their job includes housekeeping, feeding the queen, the drones, and the larva, or the baby bees that are going to be hatched. They collect the pollen and the nectar, and they make the wax. Because they work so hard during the busy season, most worker bees don't live very long. Worker bees are shorter and more slender than the drones and the queen, and their back legs have special baskets to help them to collect pollen. Like the queen, they also have stingers, but they can only sting a mammal or a human once, and then they die. Right. They can, however, sting other insects over and over again in order to protect the hive. At various stages of the life of the worker bee, they are assigned different tasks. All aimed at ensuring the survival of the colony. What's interesting about this bee is that she does all the work, but if she stings mammals or people, she will die. You see, using her venom may sting others for a moment, but in turn, it literally kills her. Dr. JP. You see, using her venom impedes progress. And it literally takes her life. She's better off being productive. And therefore, many others can benefit from her productivity. She has huge responsibilities. But if she spends her time monitoring what the other bees are doing or are not doing, she's putting the entire colony at risk, which impacts all of the other bees as well as the people who benefit from the honey who are produced by the hive. She needs to be so busy working that she doesn't have time for anything else. So in the process of healing and becoming made whole, people of God, we don't have time to go after other folks trying to sting them to speak venomously, nor to monitor what other people are doing or are not doing. Our focus should be on being productive and benefiting the colony or the kingdom of God if we intend to move forward. As a Christian, it's very easy to make an attempt to talk about what other folks are doing or what other folks should be doing, especially when we feel that we are the ones who are exerting all of the energy and we are doing all of the work, or we are the ones who are trying more than we think the next person is trying. But see, the truth is, we have no room to judge what anybody else is doing. There is work to be done in the kingdom of God, and no matter what anybody else is doing, we've got to be about the Father's business and stay out of everybody else's business. If you spend your time trying to hurt others, the venom that you use against them could very well be the death of you, and the other people in your colony or your family will suffer because of your lack of focus on the job that you're supposed to be doing. Get back to being productive, people of God. See, trees are known by the fruit that they bear. If you are not bearing fruit, what does that say about you as a Christian? Yeah. It says you are unproductive. If you focus on the gifts and the callings that are providentially assigned specifically to you,
yeah,
you focus on the work in your church that needs to be done. Yeah. If the bathroom is dirty, don't go looking for somebody to complain to. Find you a broom and find you a mop and get it done. Glory God. See, if the pews have gum on them, then get you a pair of gloves or one of these Kleenexes up here and come clean it up. If the Sunday school kids need a teacher, then you ought to volunteer. If the church is out feeding the homeless, then you ought to go and be of service. You gotta learn how to use your energy to touch Jesus, and you touch Jesus by using your energy for good. You use your time to be productive. The more busy you are in the kingdom of God, the less you've got time to rehearse everything that's going wrong or not working in your life like you expected it to. You don't have to get busy, people of God. You don't have to get to work. If you want to see change in your community, then be the change that you want to see. If you want to see change in your church, then be the change that you want to see. There is much to be done in the kingdom of God, but be more like the worker bee and take action. Being unproductive lends more time to negative thoughts and negative deeds, and it won't help any of your issues. Being productive helps in your efforts to move forward. Yeah. It puts your plans into play. Yeah. It creates new normals in your life. And when you help others, it will give you the feeling of accomplishment as you refocus and lend your time to build up the kingdom of God. Yeah. That's how you touch Jesus. Yeah. See, now it's time for you to be who God called you to be. In life, trials and tribulations will always come, but it's necessary for you to overcome them so that you can be who, what, and where God has called you to be. You may think that since you have some issues that you're no longer whole, or you're now less the person than you were before. Not so. It is Christ who makes us whole, and not another human being, not your money, not your status, and not things. Position yourself to get closer to God. I don't care if you got to get out on your knees and crawl like the woman did with the issue of blood, but you got to be able to hear him more clearly. The way that we position ourselves impacts the volume of the voice of God in our lives. You see, it doesn't mean that he's not speaking, but if your life is so loud and you're so busy doing other things, you can't hear what it is that God is saying. So you're going to have to reach out and touch Jesus.
Yeah.
Your choice of your surroundings impacts how well you hear God. Therefore, we got to stay close to him to hear him even when he whispers, with that still small voice in the middle of the night, so that we are sure about the direction that he would have us to go. Nothing should come between you and your relationship with God. Even if if you have to fall down on your knees, even if you have to work your way through a crowd, even if you gotta crawl, even if the other folks don't want to see you there, you gonna have to touch Jesus in order for you to move forward. You gotta ensure that your life is not loud. That means that you need to be emotionally available so that you can hear God's still small voice. You got to remove all the negative emotions that you once were carrying because of your pain by casting those cares unto Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of your faith, and he cares for you. Casting your cares means that you surrender everything that is concerning you unto God by throwing it away from yourself and giving it to the Lord. It means that once you place a situation in the Lord's hands, you don't try to go and take the situation back and fix it your way over and over and over again like the woman with the issue of blood. Instead, you give God the full rights to deal with whatever it is that's concerning you on your behalf, so that you are not hindered by things like unforgiveness, pride, ego, guilt, shame, anxiety, worry, confusion, or a lack of discipline in your Christian walk. 1 Peter 5:6 says, therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hands of God, so that he may exalt you, casting all of your cares unto Jesus. That means all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all, just giving it over to him, because he cares about you. And he watches over you very carefully. You gotta be sober. That means be well balanced and self-disciplined. It means you gotta be alert and cautious at all times, because your enemy, the devil, is out to kill, steal, and destroy you. That enemy of yours, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion, seeking somebody that he may devour. But resist him, the Bible says. Be firm in your faith, knowing that the same experience of suffering are being experienced by your brothers and your sisters throughout the world. It ain't just you. After you've suffered for a little while, the word says, the God of all grace, glory to God, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself complete you. He'll confirm you. He'll strengthen you, and he will establish you. To him be dominion, glory God, forever and ever. Amen. See, God is all powerful, and he is sovereign. He rests, he rules, and he abides over our lives as our Lord and as our King. He wants nothing more than for you to be complete in him. Therefore, it's necessary that we continue in him. Never try to step outside of the will of God into your flesh to deal with your issues or your emotions concerning anything, whether it's the demise of your career, whether it's about your health, whether it's about your ships, your relationships, your friendships, your kinships, or even about your finances. You never step outside of the will of God for your life and think that you're going to get the answers that you want. It is absolutely necessary that you keep your spiritual armor on so that you continue to be able to stand in victory over our defeated enemy. Continue to walk in the spirit so that you don't fulfill the lust of your flesh. Your flesh always wants to be satisfied. Your spirit, however, always wants to do what pleases the Lord. You got to know the difference and never intertwine the two, as there is no gray area in operating in your flesh versus operating in the spirit. Yeah. Your flesh will get you in trouble and leave you like the woman, penniless and still in pain. And cause you to have to start again in the process of your spiritual healing and your wholeness and being able to move forward.
That's right.
I'm getting ready to close.
Yeah.
But you ought to stand to your feet and make up in your mind today, I'm moving forward. God knows you've been hurt, but it's time to move forward.
Yeah.
God knows what they said about you,
yeah,
but it's time to move forward.
Yeah.
God knows you've been used and abused, but it's time to move forward.
Yeah.
God knows that you've been alienated,
yeah,
but it's time for you to move forward.
Yeah.
God knows that you've been criticized,
yeah,
but it's time for you to move forward.
Yeah.
God knows that you've been ostracized,
yeah,
but it's time for you to move forward.
Yeah.
God knows how much money you spent,
yeah,
but it's time for you to move forward.
Yeah.
God knows all the people that have taken advantage of your kindness,
yeah,
but it's time for you to move forward.
Yeah.
God knows all the people that talked about your issues,
yeah,
but it's time for you to move forward.
Yeah.
God knows that you've had some losses,
yeah,
but it's time, yeah, that for you to move forward.
Yeah.
God knows that you are tired and you don't have any more energy to fight,
yeah,
but it's time for you to move forward.
Yeah.
God knows that you tried everything that you knew how to do,
yeah,
but it's time, people of God, for you to move forward.
Yeah.
So now you've got to push through the crowd.
Yeah.
Make your way to Jesus.
Yeah.
Whether you got to get down on your knees,
yeah,
or get down to this altar,
yeah,
it's time for you to stretch out your hands, people of God.
Yeah.
Oh, shata. And hallelujah, touch Jesus. It's time for you to reach for Jesus. You reach for everything else. You reach for everybody else. You reach for every drink, and you probably reach for some drugs. But I want you to know today that it's time for you to reach for Jesus.
Yes.
The good news is that when the woman with the issue reached for Jesus, he felt the strength go from him. He didn't just heal her. He didn't just make her whole, but he gave us strength. For those of you who've been feeling weak, for those of you who've been feeling tired, for those of you who wanted to give up, I came to tell you today that if you reach for Jesus, he'll give you the strength that you need. Because she ignored the crowd. She pressed her way. She ignored the naysayers. Glory God. She ignored the pain from her past. Glory God. And she reached for Jesus. You ought to ignore your issues and reach for Jesus. The bright and morning star, Jesus. The lily of the valley, Jesus. Your protector, Jesus. Your healer, Jesus. Your deliverer, Jesus. Your help, Jesus. Your hope, Jesus. Because can't nobody do you like Jesus. I want you to know today, you ought to make up in your mind to render unto Jesus everything that's been hindering you, and take this opportunity to move forward. God bless you. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand of praise in this house. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Are you reaching for Jesus, saints? Are you reaching for Jesus, saints? I know you tried everything else. A man can't fix it. A woman can't fix it.
Only
Jesus can fix your real issues.
Glory to God.
The songwriter said, I tried him and I know it. Only Jesus can fix your issues. And if you're ready to move forward, it's time for you to reach out and touch Jesus. I want to pray with you very quickly.
Yes, Lord.
Because I know that we're all guilty of trying to fix things on our own.
Yes, Lord.
And a lot of times it becomes very costly.
Yes.
It doesn't just cost you your money.
Yes.
But don't let it cost you your soul.
That's right. That's right.
Don't let it cost you your mind going bad because you keep on trying to figure it out.
That's right. That's right.
Trying to work it out.
Yes. Yes.
Trying to do it by yourself.
That's right.
There is nobody like Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now, God, for everyone who is under the sound of my voice.
Yes, Lord.
God, I give you glory.
Yes.
I give you honor.
Yes.
And I give you praise.
Yes, Lord.
For being all that we need.
Yes.
For being our Alpha and Omega.
Yes, Lord.
Which means that you saw us at the beginning and you're going to see us through to the end. Thank you, God, for setting us free on today.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God, for deliverance on today.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God, for reminding us that it's our job to reach out and touch you.
Yes,
and stop waiting on people and money and things to touch us. Thank you, God, for reminding us that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you, God, for reminding us that you've been here all the time. But sometimes we've got to muster up enough courage to reach out to you to get the strength that we need to be made whole so that we can stop being stagnant and unproductive in our walk with you and be who it is that you've called us to be. Thank you, God, for reminding us that when we are unproductive, we affect kingdom business. Thank you, God, for reminding us that when we're not doing the things that we're supposed to do, we don't just hurt ourselves, but we hurt the people around us. Because we know, God, that you bless us to be a blessing. So we give you glory, honor, and praise right now, God, just for who you are. We give you glory, honor, and praise right now that thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We give you glory, honor, and praise right now, God, that everything that you spoke over us will come to pass. We declare and we decree that it is so. We give you glory, honor, and praise, God, for each person that is collected here, as well as those who are watching virtually. Because we need you, God, to fill every void and meet every need of your people right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you in advance for what you're getting ready to do in us and through us individually and then collectively, God. Thank you for what you're getting ready to do in this ministry. Thank you, God, for blessing those who are a blessing to us. And we pray now, God, that even as we move forward to tithes and offering, that you give it back to them 100-fold, God, as they give in faith. We glorify you, God, and we praise your name in all things. Amen.
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 Amen. As you go to your seats, we are preparing now.
Thank you so much for listening. The Charity Full Gospel Baptist Church is a word-centered and Christ-focused ministry. We exist to love God and to love God's people. We're located at 1775 Booker Street in Jackson, Mississippi, and we simply ask that when you come, come as you are, so that God may elevate you to where He would have you to be. If you are unable to listen to the podcast and would like to view the service, you may also view the service on Facebook at Charity Full Gospel Baptist Church Virtual Services Group Page. Until next time, may God bless you and may God keep you is our prayer.